Thank you, doctor. And up next we have Renee. Renee, if you'd go ahead and unmute. Thank you, Renee.
Hi, thank you so much. That was an incredible presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm wondering about regular drip coffee filters. Is that harmful since the water is being heated up in the coffee as it's being made? And also if travel water bottles, the ones that filter, have the little filters inside, are those like effective at all? Or should you just, you know, suck it up and buy the water bottle, the bottled water while you're traveling?
These are great questions. We actually have a, believe it or not, I put a travel, I'm just telling you about, I have a travel section in there because I wanted people to have some thoughts about the gym, travel. But I'm laughing because my husband is like a huge coffee guy and it's like insane. And, you know, he's so resistant at times to give up things, you know, but he went from a French press that was plastic to a glass one that had plastic parts to one that has stainless steel and glass. I mean, it's been a journey, you know, like everything I'm talking about is a journey, right? It's change. We don't like change. Humans don't like change. We like our stuff, but you can do things one by one, which is how I kind of want people to think about the book. So don't get overwhelmed. Just pick one thing that means something to you and then work on cleaning up that habit. For my drinking tea, I went from non-organic tea to organic tea. I thought that was huge, right? Well, the container I had it in was junk. You know, my creamer wasn't organic. My sugar wasn't organic. Then we heard about plastics and tea bags and that went in the book and microplastics. So then I went to loose leaf tea. So there's all these iterations until I felt like, I got it. I think I have the most non-toxic habit here. And, you know, he had to do that. So back to your question. I mean, look, the plastic pods are not good for the environment. Do they run through hot water through the plastic pods? Yeah. Has there ever been a study that showed increased rates of, you know, DEHP and all the phthalates in people who drink pods? No, not that I'm aware of. Be a good study, but they're expensive. So, you know, as a precautionary principle, you want to avoid things that just make sense. So my husband now does organic beans with a kind of a metal bladed chopper. And I think he uses a French press. I don't know. It's too early for me. But the idea is that he's getting there. And you cut back where you think. I mean, I color my hair. It's in my TED talk. I literally threw myself under the bus. I'm not changing my hair anytime soon, but it's a chemical exposure that I'm willing to, for at this time, keep going. But cut everything else off. So I think people have to just make these choices and not feel bad about not making some choices. And I think that's how people get the most done. Did I answer the question? Let me see. Travel. I think they're getting better and better, the travel bottles that have the like carbon filters. But then I find that they're in plastic bottles. They're not glass with carbon block. So I'm waiting to see how those go. And then I might just buy a bunch and sell them in my office. But I just haven't invested yet because I don't like the fact that they're not 100% what I want. But I do believe in a little bit here and a little bit there. So why not? If you're going to do a lot of traveling, you have to use public water. Then it makes sense to at least filter if you want. It's better than bottled water, plastic. But often those are just taps. So you're better than that anyway.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen. And now we have Gregory. Gregory, if you'd go ahead and unmute, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can, thank you.
Yes. So I had a question just regarding water filter and home filtration. So I bought a filter, just a little pitcher filter it's an alkaline filter. And I was wondering, what are your thoughts on alkaline versus just, you know, regular filter that would just give you like spring water or something like that?
I love your question. I get it every single talk, especially people who are into health and nutrition and working out and all that stuff. So the whole industry of alkaline water to me is kind of BS. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, we can get our systems, our body regulates on its own. Our kidneys are magical, right? So we're already managing our pH through our kidneys, if you have healthy working kidneys. You can get alkaline system blood through just fruits and vegetables because they're alkaline in general, especially if they're pesticide free, which can affect the pH. But you want to at least try to get pesticide free produce, whether it's frozen or fresh. I don't care because it's still pesticide free. And the water, in order to clean out those tiniest of contaminants, viruses and bacteria, but all the way to the phthalates and the bisphenols and the flame retardants and the heavy metals and all the sewage, everything that's in water, you have to take everything out to clean it because of the particulate size. It's just a filter. So my recommendation is get all of that junk out and create an alkaline system through your food, through produce, through natural whole fruits and vegetables without pesticides. Now, as I mentioned, you know, there are some minerals that are very healthy for the human body, right? Calcium and magnesium, and they come from, you know, aquifers and deep parts of the earth where they pulls the water up for wells, certain wells. But you know, to get those out and not to get the chemicals along with it, it's impossible. So you just want to get those minerals from good food that's clean and washed and ready to go. So I think, you know, reverse osmosis or even distilled, which removes a lot of chemicals as well, depending on the system, I think that's the way to go. All the other stuff really just kills bacteria, but doesn't take off chemicals, like, you know, boiling water. The chemicals are still there. It's just the microbes are killed. So I hope I answered your question, but I drink RO filter and then I eat plenty of fruits and vegetables that are cleaned and washed. And I think that that's a great way to get best of both worlds.